If you're driving along Highway 133 between the Irvington exit off I-680 and Blair, something unusual may catch your eye. A small airfield with murals painted at the ends of its low hangars. It's Eagle Field, home of Nebraska's only gliding school. Nina Galen has the story.
Yeah, aircraft calling glider ground. Go ahead.
Bye, Bob. This is Galen in the service. I'm going to go to 2-3 times for the rest of the day.
Say again, Gary.
While gliders take off and land on the runway, inside a hangar, Dick Jeffries, a hobby aviator and one of Eagle's four owners, tells of buying the airfield, formerly called Flightland, 6 years earlier.
They're not making any airports anymore, and so it was our view that if we really loved aviation, we should buy this kind of an airport and try and preserve it and enhance it, and so that's what we've done. And so over the last 6 or 7 years, we've tried to improve the place in terms of hangar improvements, painting, runway improvements, taxiway improvements, that type of thing, and to have it be an inviting place for sport aviation. So we have light planes, gyrocopters, soaring ultralights, and skydivers out here.
Eagle Field is home to the Omaha Soaring Club, the only air club in Nebraska offering gliding instruction. Bob Craig, a weather forecaster at Offutt Air Force Base and a club instructor, says the club moved to Eagle less than a year before.
We like it because it's not that busy. We're outside of the ARSA, the control area, so we don't have too many restrictions on us. And it has a nice grass area for us to use. We don't use the asphalt here.
Since the club's founding, membership has hovered around 20. Some are from the Air Force Base, others airline pilots, Omaha police officers, and people from all over the community. As Craig spoke, nearby a member was washing the club tow plane, a modified Pawnee X crop duster. For instruction, there's an American-built Schweitzer 222 and a Czechoslovakian Blanik. Some members own their own single-seat aircraft. Sailplanes soar in ascending air, such as upslope winds. In flat Nebraska, they depend mostly on thermal currents.
Thermaling, you're flying around looking for areas of rising air. The sun heats the ground heats the air right above it, and then that air becomes more buoyant and starts to rise. And rising columns of air, they're there. Sometimes you can see them, they'll be marked with a cumulus cloud on top. Sometimes you'll see a hawk circling in it. Most of the time, you're just flying through the air mass, and you'll see on your instrument that you've encountered some lift, and you'll feel it too. So you start circling in it and climb up to as high as you can get in it.
This afternoon, Larry Taylor, his wife, and two sons are taking introductory flights. Afterwards, son John tells what he'd liked best.
The scenery is very pretty, and especially the part where he let me fly it.
His father enjoyed it too.
I think it's because there was just the sound of the wind, and it was almost like just flying, like you'd almost think a bird would be flying or something like that. That was the neat part about it. It was just it's very kind of a natural type of thing, and you don't have to hear that drone of the engine all the time. I've lived in Nebraska all my life, but this is, when you get up and look at it from up there, 4,000 feet, it's quite pretty. It really is.
One club member, John Seigel, learned to fly gliders 30 years ago in Germany, where they used a winch and cable to get aloft instead of tow planes, and practiced safety maneuvers, such as stalls and spins, from altitudes at or below 1,200 feet. The decades passed, and then...
2 years ago, and after raising a family, and... pretty much tied up with kids and everything. We were out in Fremont, at Fremont Lakes, and saw two of the gliders up in the air. And would you believe my car would not go back to Omaha? It just turned right into the airport, and I made contact with the people who are now also members of the club here, and joined shortly thereafter. It's almost like an addiction. Once you have flown a glider and you have the opportunity, you go right back to it.
Gliding requires a lot of patience, waiting for weather conditions to improve, waiting your turn. But usually patience is rewarded. Instructor Ken Costello takes one student through the checklist.
Controls are free. Canopy's closed and locked, front and back. And the rope is being tightened up now, and I can't see the windsock very well.
Okay, there we go. Now he's started up. Now just follow, keep his tail right in the middle of his wing. That's it, just a little bit higher there.
For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen, airborne at last.